One of our local lawmakers wants to change things for the betterment of federal workers. A huge piece of legislation just passed the House of Representatives and will dramatically change the current federal employee retirement system.
And with some details, we turn to Amy Morris of our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Amy, what is this legislation?
It's called the Federal Retirement Reform Act of 2009. It is sponsored by Virginia Congressman Jim Moran, and it includes quite a few things, actually. It's going to change how the current retirement system works. Now, just for some background, you have two different retirement systems in the federal government, CSRS, also known as CSRS, and FERS, the Federal Employment Retirement System. Most feds are covered by FERS or FERS. That's the system that's going to be affected by this bill.
In what way?
Well, first, the FERS sick leave bill is included. It allows feds to just cash out their sick time. It sounds simple enough. But currently, when they reach retirement, they have to use it or lose it. Under this legislation, they'll actually be able to use it as part of their retirement or cash it out. Now, if you die, it'll also cash out your unused sick leave for your beneficiary. This is actually huge because the Office of Personnel Management has calculated millions of dollars in lost productivity, about $68 million a year, because of feds who are trying to use up all this unused sick leave. Just cashing it out would actually save the federal government money.
Any other provisions here we should know about?
One more big one to tell you about, the FERS Redeposit Act, which allows a Fed to return to government service. This was developed in response to the so-called brain drain. Agencies want to maintain that institutional knowledge from longtime Feds. It allows employees to deposit any of their retirement payments they've received with interest into the CRS Disability Fund. In other words, they wouldn't have to lose it. They could save it for later.